1-800-273-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He's in England right now with a group of listeners. He visited the Chelsea Flower Show and a couple gardens in that area. They'll be back next week. Don't worry. This 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined pretty soon, I'm pretty sure in the next minute or so here, from Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Environmental Science and Bayer Advanced. He's going to be giving us a bunch of information. I'll start with some lawn stuff, and we'll move on from there. Kent, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
I'm very well, Patrick. Nice to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours. It seems like every time my father goes away, you and I always get to talk on the line here.
Yes, and then whenever we go to the various shows, you're always busy doing the show stuff. Your dad and I are always talking.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how that works out, huh?
Yeah. Well,
let's get right into it, get some information out there into the listeners. I know we got a lot to cover here. Why don't you start off with the lawns and give me a little bit of information. You sent me my father some information before. I love the headline that you put on here. If it's not the weeds in my lawn, it's the bugs on my roses that cause me the most heartburn. That is something I understand oh too well.
Well, so those are serious problems that a lot of gardeners have, and I relate to that, because those are two big problems that I have every spring and every summer when I get into gardening. I try in the case of taking care of the weeds in my lawn, I try to break it down into two or three or four, hopefully not even four, but two or three applications of herbicides that can keep all the weeds out of my lawn and make it so that I don't have to go out there more frequently and take care of the weeds. To me, the best time to make an application to control weeds in your lawn is in the fall, going into the winter, and in the springtime, not the early springtime, but in the springtime like now. What happens in the fall is there's a lot of winter annuals that germinate normally at that time of the year, chickweed, henbit, and that's when they normally grow. That's when they normally germinate. They grow through the winter. They set out their seeds in the springtime, and then they disappear. And then come next September, October, they germinate again and start the whole cycle over again. Well, if you don't want to have a different colored green in your lawn from the chickweed or the henbit, you have to make an application in the fall. And fall works better because it's warmer out, and the herbicides that you'll be using will be more effective. In the early springtime, the herbicides and the ones that Bayer makes are susceptible as much as anybody else's. They just don't work as well because it's cool out, too cool for them to work. So what I find myself doing in the fall is making an application of our all-in-one lawn weeding crabgrass killer or our season-long weed killer or even our Natria weed killer for lawns, make a broadcast application, and it does a very good job of taking out all those weeds so that I don't even see them in the springtime. And so that group of weeds, these winter annuals, are best taken out in the in the fall. Then in the springtime, pardon me?
You definitely, it's like you're really getting it before it's you see it. It's really taking a preventative maintenance here, just like if you were to with, you know, a vehicle of some sorts. That's really what you're doing with your lawn. Everybody always reacts when they see it now, and they're like, what can I do? What can I do? Well, if you really want to think about it, the fall, it really is the best time to start preventing it for next year. You got to think right. about, you know, the next year instead of just what's happening right now.
Yes. And if you've been in your house and you've had your lawn for a number of years, you're still going to have these weeds. If you're a newcomer to your house, you don't know what's happened for years and years before. And we just all have to assume that there's millions of weed seeds waiting to germinate at the right time. And even though you'll be very diligent, for 2 or 3 years, you're still going to get these weeds that germinate every fall. And then the other summer annual weeds that they'll germinate in the late spring. You probably have to do an application in the late spring to take care of the summer annual weeds. And then also, if you've been diligent in putting down a pre-emergent crabgrass material in the early part of the springtime, it wears off. I mean, they're designed to last for about 8 weeks, and you either have to make another application or you can use some of the post-emergent products that are available. We have one. I've already mentioned it, all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer, which is a mixture of a crabgrass post and a broadleaf post product. Those products work very well on very small crabgrass. So when the pre-emergents wear out, and they normally do, about this time or in early part of June, you can make an application of that herbicide, and it'll take out the summer annual broadleaf weeds that have established in your lawn and the crabgrass. And you'll be in pretty good shape for most of the year with two applications of a herbicide. Now, there's another thing that you have to do, though, and this is probably the most important thing. I know that my neighbors joke with me. They think that, you know, using herbicides is the most important thing, and it really isn't. The most important thing is to grow your grass optimally. Cut your lawn at the right height. Fertilize at the right time. Not just fertilize for the sake of fertilizing, but fertilize at the right time. And so if your grass is growing very healthy, you're probably going to be choking out weeds, and the weeds aren't going to be able to develop as well. If you have bare spots in your lawn, that's the first place where crabgrass seems to pop up, or the first place that weeds seem to pop up. So if you take care of your lawn properly, you can get by with two applications of a herbicide and have a great-looking lawn for the whole year and not have to be out there every weekend treating for this weed or that weed the next week.
Definitely. If you are taking care of your lawn and you're seeing that the grass is starting to grow thicker, it really shows that there's not going to be as many weeds. You start having those bare spots. I had a professor once tell me in college and said, you see bare spots on the lawn? They always say to seed in the spring or in the fall. They always say put seed down at all times because weeds love bare spots. They will go yep. for it, and that's where everything's going to germinate first. Now, if you're starting to get, you know, some extra growth in there and you're starting to get your lawn thicker, you're not going to have as many of these issues.
Yeah. I listened to a paper, it was last spring or two springs ago, from a turf weed scientist from North Carolina State University. And this gentleman said that if you cut your lawn at 3.5 inches, now we're talking fescue lawns here in the South, but if you keep your lawn height at 3.5 inches, you will reduce 77% of the crabgrass that would be in your lawn. No herbicide. Just cut your lawn at the right height. Versus scalping it.
One simple organic way.
Yeah. And you don't have to cut the lawn as often, as frequently.
Excellent. That's everybody is actually out there looking for an organic way, and they're always way to spray the weeds, etc. There really hasn't been like an organic. There's the corn gluten that goes out there and does those things. But really, right there, what you just said, Ken, is the most organic way you can actually treat your lawn, just by cutting it the right way and keeping it healthy.
Yes. I'm happy that we make tools, that Bayer Advanced has a number of tools that we can use to fix some problems. And if you use the tools properly, if you use the sprays properly, you'll be very happy with the results. But it doesn't mean you just use the sprays and do nothing else. And doing these measures of controlling your lawn, controlling the way that your grass grows properly, makes the tools work so much better and so much easier. And you'll be so much more pleased with the results that you have.
Definitely. I mean, you start using a couple other things you add with these tools, and you're really going to start to be more successful, and at the same time, not have to use as much and not have to do as much out there. If you start making things, you know, you follow in those steps, doing some preventative things, it'll work out real well. Ken, I'm going to keep you on the line here. We're going to go into the next, go into the break. We're going to step into a little bit of the roses here, because that's going to be coming up real soon, and people are actually starting to talk to me about these all the time right now.
Okay.
And we'll step into that right after the break. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. Don't fret. He will be back. Before the break, we were talking with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advance. We talked a little bit about, we talked a good amount about some lawns and what you need to do. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to start talking about some rose care right now and some other ornamentals, because right now, I know I've been getting a lot of questions about roses right now. So, Ken, let's get a little bit of more information out there for our listeners.
Okay, Patrick. I have to be honest with everybody. I break down my rose care into two categories. They're separated in folders in my mind very carefully. The drench products is one folder, and the spray products is the other folder. And I rely on the drench products most of the time to take care of all of the problems I have, and only switch over to spray products when I need to. So what I find myself doing in the early part of the spring, and I've already made the second application on this in North Carolina because we had such a warm March and everything got started so quickly, but I'll make an application of all-in-one rose and flower care, which is our mixture of insecticide, fungicide, and fertilizer. When the roses come out of dormancy and they're putting on nice new growth, I make the application then, and that takes care of 90-95% of all my black spot problems, my powdery mildew problems, gives it a little shot of fertilizer, and then it also takes care of thrips and aphids, and later on in the year from additional applications will take care of most of the Japanese beetle adult feeding that happens on my roses. Every 6 weeks, you make an application, a drench application. You water the roses, make it a liquid drench application, or if you use our granule product, you make the granule application, then water the roses. And for 6 weeks, you have pretty much worry-free rose care on your roses. You could have a situation where there's an explosion of thrips on your roses, and you have to make a spot application. And for that, we have spot treatments, three-in-one insect, disease, and mite, or rose and flower ready to use, where you can spot treat the roses to take care of those individual pests. But for the most part, the drench treatments do most of the heavy lifting in my rose garden. In the middle of the summertime, when it gets hot and dry out, and you have mites, I know, even though I use the drench products, I have to use a spray of 3-in-1 insect disease and mite spray because I have to knock back the mites. The systemic products that we have do not control mites, and so right now you have to use a spray product. I'm not aware of any systemic product that can be used as a drench for mite control. So you have to spray for mites. But if you hit the mites again preventatively, you gotta look at your bushes to make sure that you're not having a rip roaring mite outbreak. If the rose bush turns bronze, you've missed it. it's way too far gone with the mites. You can knock them back. But then the new growth will show good growth, but that the old growth will still stay bronze. So if you stay ahead of it, one application, maybe two applications of a spray, and you're going to be in great shape. So I rely on the drenches, and then I spot spray when I have to spot spray. And that pretty much takes care of all my problems.
Yeah, I definitely love the drench. It's great when people come into the nursery here. And they say, all right, I have roses. And usually you can just stop them right in their tracks and say, this is what you need to use. It's you got to put the drench down because it's so powerful. Once you tell somebody that's going to last for 6 weeks and you got to do it every 6 weeks and you use it as a plan and start early, people really start to understand, 6 weeks is a lot of time. So they know that they have some free time and not have to worry about their roses.
Yes.
But like you said, with the mites there, I don't know of a mite control that's out there for a drench. So the 3-in-1 is a perfect product to be using for those spot treatments. Really just checking and, if you see it this year, that bronzy happened to you and you've missed it, just kind of make a mental note, add to the folder that Ken has here and throw it up there and say, I need to spray next year earlier than this.
That's right.
Ken, we thank you for your time. As always, I appreciate it. And enjoy talking with you, talking about some products. And maybe next time at the show, I'll slow down a little bit just to have a little bit of a conversation in person.
That's good. Happy gardening, Patrick.
You too. Thank you, Ken. Phone number here, 855-660-42.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit of flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm broadcasting live today from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. That's where I work. I'm the store manager here. I'm here pretty much every day. So if you don't want to stop by today with any questions, you can come by any day and ask some questions from me. But come on down. We're at 234 Newbury Street, right in the corner of Lowell Street and Route 1 in Peabody. We've got a big garden center here with a bunch of flowering plants that you could be bringing home for the weekend, for the Memorial Day weekend to celebrate or to be putting on some stones out there at the graveyard for fallen soldiers. We do remember that Memorial Day isn't just a barbecue. It really shouldn't be just considered the barbecue weekend. It is a Memorial Day for all our fallen soldiers who have protected us over the years. So, and everybody, all the soldiers who are out there protecting us, I want to say a thank you. And thank you for everybody who has done it in the past. We do appreciate it more than you can ever know. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. The Grow Point Garden Water Saver puts water where it belongs, at the roots of your plants. Grow Point is working harder than what you see. It helps slow the growth of weeds. It also slows water runoff time, especially on side hills. It dispenses water and fertilizer directly to the root system. It directs roots to grow deep into the ground. It also prevents cutworms by blocking access to tender seedlings and stems. GrowPoint is greener than what you see. Reduces water and fertilizer use. It reuses your you can reuse your GrowPoint for many years. It's made from recycled plastic in the USA. And it also allows you to grow your own organic vegetables. Conserve water by only watering your plants and not the weeds. Use less pesticides. And GrowPoint is great for the environment. It prevents fertilizer and pesticides from running off into our lakes, rivers, and streams. GrowPoint Garden Water Saver. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And let's go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tim from Maine with a question about his lawn.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes. This spring, when I went to rake up the yard out back, not the whole yard, but just out back, when you go to rake the grass, it was coming up like in sheets. You could almost roll it up with the dirt, with about maybe an inch of dirt with the grass. So I had to, I didn't know whether to just to rake it all up and be rid of it and have to reseed the whole thing. I didn't want to do that, so I just raked easy and then got the what I could get up. And then as it it got, you know, warmer and the season went on, I do have grass, but it's real spotty. It wasn't like I had a plush grass, you know, in the years in the past. I don't know if it needed to be aerated. And last year, I didn't water at all, you know, in the evenings like I normally do. I didn't know if it was because of lack of water. Do I have to start over with the lawn, or can I do something to just improve what I have? Because I'd hate to have to redo the whole back lawn, you know.
What I'd like you to do, Tim, is go out there, and if those areas that you notice was still ripping up, what you really want to kind of do is we're going to start to treat that almost like sod. There is something under there that is affecting that. Take a look and see if that's still happening. Also, what I want you to do, I want you to go back to your watering regimen. A lawn needs 2 inches of water per week. It loves to get it, you know, all at one time, but a lot of people have this who have the sprinkler systems would like to do it at intervals. One thing I suggest is you go out there and in each area, take a tuna fish can, which is actually an inch tall, and see how long it takes to fill up that tuna fish can, because that's going to tell you how much water you're going to need for the lawn over an hour, and then you're just going to double it. So if you see that it takes 45 minutes to fill up this area, you're going to need an hour and a half of water during the week to get the 2 inches that your lawn needs to water it. Another thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to fertilize that area. You've probably done a couple step program, maybe you're beyond step two with the weed and feed. One of the things that you want to do in that area is you could probably actually reseed some of that area. You probably notice it's bare spots. It's not as lush as you want. You want to always have some sort of seed down there so that the weeds have something to compete with. You don't want the weeds to just have nothing there, and they just have free range at the area. So you definitely want to put some seed down in that area. It wouldn't hurt for you to oversee the entire lawn. You can actually clean up the lawn by using a rake and raking it a little heavier. I know there are the areas that are kind of coming up, so you wouldn't go as heavy, but you can just loosen up some of that thatch that's underneath there that you're seeing and clean it up. So when you put the seed down, the seed will actually connect to the soil. So what they suggest is about 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet for overseeding. So you're going to want, I would overseed the whole lawn just to give it a little bit extra. Give it something there. And put it down with a seed starter fertilizer. They have products out there that'll do 1,000 square feet or 5,000 square feet or more. You don't necessarily have to use, I wouldn't use the one that has a crabgrass preventer. Crabgrass seeds have already started to come out of their dormancy period. They're starting to crack up there. You might not have it. It might not be worth it. So definitely reseed, use a starter fertilizer, because that starter fertilizer is going to not only help the new seed that you're putting, but it's going to help the lawn as well. And try to rejuvenate that whole area and give it a little bit more vigor. This is just a couple things you want to do. And then in the fall, towards maybe about the end of August, you want to take a look at it again and see if you want if you can seed again. Now, we're getting to a point where it's starting to get a little bit warmer, and the seed doesn't always do as well unless you're watering constantly and keeping it wet. They actually do say the best time to put seed down is in the fall because it's not competing with as many weeds. So you definitely you can put it down now, and if you want to do it again, you can do it again in the fall. But I would recommend overseeding the entire lawn. Like I said, about 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and put that starter fertilizer down there, and make sure you're watering at the right increments. Last year's watering might not have affected it this year, but it might have had a little bit to do with it. If you pull up some of those, that I'm going to call it sod because it's just like sod, the soil, and look under it, and if you see anything, you might want to treat with a insect killer. There's a bunch of different ones out there. Ortho has an all above and below ground insect killer. There's a product from Bayer that has Dilox in it that will kill above and below soil insects. Those would be a couple products out there that you could look into to putting down as well. You might have some grubs out there, so that Dilox might really help it. So it's really taking a look at those areas and carrying it down. And as like Ken said, from Bayer, you know, really doing some preventative type things in the fall to help you for next year. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about pine trees.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you, Patrick. I have a line of 6 pine trees that I brought down from Maine a few years ago, and I planted them about 8 feet apart. I'm guessing they were going to fill in pretty quick. I wanted them more for a privacy barrier. Now, to keep the branches growing on the bottom, I do lop the tops of them off. You know, in fact, I did that yesterday, but I'm just curious. I like them growing pretty thick in between, but I'm wondering if I should cut some of the branches in between, you know, where they meet each other, so they're not growing into each other. I don't know if that can affect the growth on the bottom or not. I guess I'm just wondering because my wife had suggested that, so just kind of getting your opinion about that, if I should trim.
Well, I would suggest trimming some of that up. One of the things it will not only do is it will help rejuvenate the plant a little bit by cutting it back and allowing the hormones that are at the end of each of the tips to grow more. Because what will happen is that you have one hormone at the end of the tip, and it's leading, and it's in charge, and it's going. And once you cut that off, then there's a bunch of hormones behind it who are, you know, ready to go at, you know, a second's notice, and all of a sudden, now, a bunch of them are going to try to become the leader, so you're going to have some branching come out, and you'll have 2 to 3 come out. So what that's going to do for you is it's not only going to help the plant to, you know, get rejuvenated in the area, but it's also going to allow it to become a thicker hedge, because that's what you're looking to do. You brought these pine trees there for the reason of creating this hedge and growing into each other. And so by doing this, it's not only going to allow some of the light into the plant to allow all the other areas to become bigger, but it's going to help the hedge in the long run. So it's really beneficial for you. One of the things I would do too, Tom, is in the spring and the fall, you can still do it now and then do it again in the fall, is really feed those trees a little bit just to give them a little bit more. You know, tell them you're thinking about them and you want them to grow a little bit. You know, it's just for an evergreen, I'd be using a holly tone into those just to give it a little bit of some nutrients into the soil. You really want to make sure that the plant always has something going to it. Once it gets established, it does start to take the nutrients from the soil everywhere. But the holly tone is giving a little bit extra because you're putting it right at the drip line of the plant where the root system is going for it. That's not going to only help the regrowth and the hedging that you're looking for, but it'll help the lower ones to stay healthy as well. Eventually, Tom, it is inevitable that the lower ones are going to start to die out, but that's once they get bigger. I would suggest personally, because it's a shady area, taking those, cutting them up a little bit, and maybe putting some rhododendrons out underneath it and make it like a little woodland area, because a pine loves the acidity and so does the rhododendron, so they're going to go well together, and obviously going to be some shade there. So you're going to be able to cover the bottom if you're having some dieback there. So you'll be able to fertilize them with the same thing. It's really going to be a lot easier for you, too. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do. We've got
who's up next?
Next up, we've got Julian from Mass with a question about Creeping Jenny.
Julian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I have some Creeping Jenny. I started out with I put it in a container, and it's taken over my garden. And I tried it down, but it doesn't do it. Are you any suggestions?
You broke up a little bit. What did you try?
I tried Roundup, and it
okay.
didn't work.
Now, and you just want to get rid of everything from it?
Yeah, because I'm going to take it out of the pot, and it's showing up everywhere. You know, it just grows. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's a real
now,
weed.
With that Roundup, did you use the blue bottle?
The white with the blue lettering, I think.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and get a product called Clean Up. The blue bottle from Roundup has I believe it's like a 4% glyphosate. The cleanup has 41% glyphosate. That's the active ingredient that kills weeds and, you know, pretty much anything. So we're looking at like a 10 times the strength. So that's something I would definitely use and spray all over everything of the Creeping Jenny to get rid of it. You're going to do it now, and then you're probably going to have to do it about 2 weeks again because it's going to be something that's going to come back. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Want a great-looking, carefree lawn? Get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And they're formulated with complex organic feed-grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty lawn fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal soluble calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our organic Weed Control Plus fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Pinecone.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, I've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about juniper.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning. Usually listen to your dad, talk to him very often, and I've got wonderful advice. Nice to talk to you.
Excellent. Good to talk with you as well.
Hey, we've got a pretty good-sized yard down here in Windham. It faces the pond, and it rolls over on a bank, a steep bank. And years ago, a landscaper helped me to put in a big bed of blue rug juniper. And then to the left is another juniper that falls, but it's a little taller so that there's a real nice architectural look to it. And last year, even though I hire and pay a service to come and spray and everything, for disease and fertilizers and so forth, the last couple of years I've noticed a spot kill in the juniper, and this spring, my God, it's devastated. It looks like a wasteland out there. And the guy came to spray, and I asked him, and he said, oh, it's winter kill. But I can't buy that because I have another bit of juniper nearby, and that's not affected at all. So I'm wondering if it's voles or disease or what.
Now, are you, now everything turned brown or just like certain parts of plants, the outskirts of the
sure,
plants,
well,
or just the
blue rug,
plant?
It's just dying, and you know, it was pretty mature, so it had some pretty good limbs to it, and they're all dead, and the spots of the blue rug is still alive, and the other juniper, which I'm sorry, I can't remember the species name of it, but it's about 6 or 8 inches taller than the blue rug, so it, you know, yep. It makes a nice effect. That one, at one area, is just gone, completely gone.
Now, I wouldn't actually say that your landscaper is wrong here. One of the things that could have happened this year, because of the fact that we didn't have as much snow cover It really actually could have done more damage than if we had the snow cover. And you're starting to see it really could be some winter damage. One of the things that's great about snow is what it does is it actually insulates the plant and keeps it at one temperature for the year. If we have this freeze-thaw, the warm-up, then it gets cold, warm-up, then it gets cold, it'll actually affect the root system and the plant itself. Because the plant is starting to say, oh, it's getting warm. All right, I gotta start working, getting everything growing, and getting it out there and putting all the energy into it. Then it gets cold, and it's saying, all right, I got to slow down a little bit because that's the time of the year. It's still cold. Then it gets warm, and then it gets cold. It's doing it the back and forth. It gets really confused and doesn't really know what to happen. And what's happening is the heat and the cold is really affecting the root system. One of the things I would suggest for you to do with your blue rug is to cut the dead off. Get rid of the dead. Get back to some of the good new growth. And then you're going to want to really fertilize that. You're going to fertilize it with a granular fertilizer. You can use a Holytone for all those areas. Holytone is really for all evergreens. You can put that in there. And then I'd even suggest putting some Miracle-Gro fertilizer a couple times this year just to give it a little bit extra because it has had some dieback. The dieback that's on there actually... The plant still tries to put energy into it and starts to push towards it and give it a little bit of energy. You want that energy to be all taken to the good growth and the new product. So you want to actually make sure it goes to where it's needed. So really cut back the dead, feed it. Feed it with some Holytone now, and then feed it again with some Holytone in the fall. And then you can use some of that liquid fertilizer or wettable powder, like the Miracle-Gro, just to give it a little bit extra during the year. You would actually want to use the Mir Acid for anything that's evergreen. So I would use that. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. In 1868, the Blue Seal brand was created when H.K. Webster started making feed in a small New England town on the banks of the Merrimack River. Featuring only superior quality ingredients, Webster's horse feed supported a lifestyle that was part livelihood and part a way of life. That tradition endures to this day. More than 140 years later, the Blue Seal brand is part of the family-owned company that continues to honor and maintain the same commitment to innovation, quality, and the craftsmanship that went into the very first bag of feed. It continues to support a country lifestyle and customers who value authentic, rewarding connections that come from caring for animals. Connections to family, to the land, and to our past. Like our customers, the maker of Blue Seal Feeds understands that raising animals is an act of passion. This passion translates to responsibility, companionship, tradition, and ultimately a spirit that is a real tribute to our heritage. We continue to work with pride and with purpose to support and promote this way of life. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a phone call. We'll join you on the other side of the break here. Phone number again, 855-660-4261.